Aircheckdownloads.com.
The sound.
The sound of Cumbria.
And all the music you love.
BBC. Radio Cumbria.
Good morning and welcome to Saturday breakfast across the northwest. A very cold morning. 3 minutes past six. This is Ian Brannan and right now, Billy Joel. Good morning, welcome to Saturday Breakfast, 11 minutes past six, a very chilly start everywhere across the north, but I think last night, we'll possibly find out more about this, but there's a good chance that last night might have been the coldest night in 15 years. The previous night was, and they reckon last night was even colder, so we'll get more on that, of course, when we check in with the Weather Centre a little bit later on this morning. Played your rock set. Before that, some Billy Joel. Billy Joel actually makes a list of the most expensive tickets for seeing a music artist in the last year, but he's not at the top of the pile. He comes in at number 10, does Billy Joel. And you might think, well, maybe Taylor Swift might take the prize. Taylor Swift tickets were really, you know, sought after last year. They sold out massively in advance. Thousands and thousands of people have seen Taylor Swift, not just in the UK, but right around the world as well. Biggest tour ever. I think is the first tour to gross over $1 billion or something like that. She's not even, well, she is in the top 10. She's not even in the top 10. She's number 17, Taylor Swift. So you think Taylor Swift tickets were expensive. Top of the chart, most expensive act you could have seen in the last year was U2. And it's all sort of old school rockers, really, that are really creaming the cash off. So U2 was the most expensive concert you could have gone to see last year. Tickets on average nearly £300 each. £300 to see Bono and the boys. Garth Brooks was not far behind that, country superstar. Lady Gaga, number three, third most expensive. Average price of a ticket works out at £252. Obviously, this is taking into account as well the tickets that are mega expensive, like the corporate ones, and then your bog standard. What else have we got in there? We've got some country acts, actually. You probably may or may not have heard of. If you're a country fan, you'll know George Strait, who's a country music legend in America, but he was in the top 10. Rolling Stones, £226. Dave Gilmore from Pink Floyd, £172. See him. Taylor Swift down at 17th place. So when people say, oh, the most expensive tickets ever, it's U2 who are the band who are making hay while the sun shines in terms of charging to go and see them live. Here is somebody who's not performing at the moment because he's worn his voice out, basically, I think. Here's Sam Fender right now. Nice that, isn't it? That's Sam Fender. People watching, good morning. This is Ian Brannan. It's Saturday breakfast. Saturday, the 11th of January. A very, very chilly start to the day. And it's going to be chilly all day, actually. But it will warm up by the time we get to the new week, Monday. You'll be saying, how mild is it? So we'll get a full update on the weather a bit later on this morning as well. So lots to bring you this morning. And we're talking about music in the last bit just there. We'll also be talking about music very soon because news about Elton John in the last week. Now, you might think that Elton John just steamrolled his way through music chart history, but even Elton John has had to have a long wait to get to the top of the charts, and we'll tell you more about that very soon.
On BBC iPlayer.
BBC Radio Cumbria.
Aircheckdownloads.com.